on the issue of gender recognition reform, which of course the Scottish Parliament is dealing with at the moment, do you accept the concerns that have been expressed by many women about this reform?
Which ones?
The ones about women-only spaces, for instance.
Well, it's clearly that there are people who have that concern. It has nothing at all to do with gender recognition certificates, which is what the Reform Act is about.
So they are wrong in with their concerns?
Well, if anyone is suggesting that passing the reform of the Gender Recognition Act will change who goes for a pee where, I mean, that's just nonsense. That's untrue. Now, there are certainly some people who are deliberately...
Women-only spaces are not just about toilets, though.
Well, you know, whether it's where you go, whether you go to get changed, whether you where you try on clothes in the department store,
where you go to take refuge from violent men,
absolutely, and the kind of organisations that run, the Women's Aid Scotland and Rape Crisis Scotland, the kind of organisations that run those services, have been trans inclusive for many, many years, and they make a strong case for saying that the artificial division, the idea that this is about transgender people's rights versus women's rights, this is damaging to both. And we need to recognise that that is, I'm afraid, a deliberate tactic that's being deployed by some people who don't support either.
Do you believe that there is anti-trans bigotry at work here, as has been suggested?
I don't think it's reasonable to look at, for example, the level of transphobia that we see, whether it's in print media sometimes, whether it's on social media, and deny that transphobia exists. Of course it does.
But those expressing concern about this particular policy, are they being anti-trans? Are they being bigots, as was suggested by your co-leader, Lorna Slater?
No, she was very clearly calling out transphobia as a form of bigotry, which it is. It's obviously it's possible to express concern or uncertainty or want to debate the detail of how we get this legislation right without being transphobic. Of course it is. And we want to have that debate in a respectful way, which is free of transphobia.
But you seem to be suggesting that there's just a perception problem here rather than actually an issue with the legislation itself. So does the government, of which you are part, have to take responsibility for that perception problem?
Well, I think every government needs to be robust in challenging transphobia as well as misogyny when they exist. And I think the Scottish Green Party has tried to do that. I hope that all political parties will try to do that more successfully in the future. And I'm afraid very often, just like with homophobia, it's seen as something that's an acceptable form of prejudice, just a normal matter of conscience. I think we should treat these forms of prejudice as robustly as we do other forms such as racism.
But you seem to accept that some people do have concerns here. Are you putting them in the same bracket as those who are perhaps transphobic?
I mean, obviously there is overlap. There are some people who express such concerns in a perfectly normal, reasonable way, in a respectful way, and are aware of the need not to be transphobic. And there are some, I'm afraid, who are willing to promote prejudice as well as to promote hostility toward transgender people in a completely unnecessary and demeaning way. And I can only be reminded of my experience, you know, growing up and as a young adult, when homophobia was plastered over every newspaper, when it was weaponized by politicians, even by high-profile police officers, people in public life who were supposed to be politically neutral. And homophobia was deeply damaging. That scar was left with very many people. And I'm afraid we're seeing the same kind of practices and tactics and tropes being used to stigmatize transgender people, an even smaller and even more marginalized community, in a way that is completely unnecessary.
But if some of them do have genuine concerns, how do you allay those concerns but also press ahead with the reform that you would like to see?
Well, the consultation exercises that have taken place, for example, have answered a lot of the questions that have been raised. It's very clear.
They clearly haven't, because you know a lot of women are still very concerned, as you can see online day
in,
day out.
Not what the polling suggests. Opinion polling suggests not only that the population as a whole broadly supports not just transgender people's human rights in principle, but also reform of the Gender Recognition Act.
So we're seeing a high-profile vocal minority, do you believe?
The same opinion polling shows that not only younger people, but also women are more supportive of those things than the wider population as a whole.
So what do you think we're actually seeing here then as regards those concerns that you do see online? Are they being amplified? Are they a minority?
Well, they're clearly a minority, and they're being amplified by certain parts of the media. Here we are in a discussion that's supposed to be about the local elections, and we spent probably three times more times talking about this issue than we have about the local elections that are coming up.
Because there's a huge debate within the, you know, the party that you share government with, for instance, within the SNP on this, and a division within the SNP.
I think it's true that there's still a significant number of high-profile people in the SNP who have been allowed to get away with promoting transphobia, and that you know, some of the comments that I've seen online have been appalling. And all political parties have difficult processes when they try to reform their internal disciplinary processes. I can recognise that. It's not always easy for any political party to deal with those kind of things. But it has been allowed to fester. I think now we're at a point where that's a lot less of a problem than it was a few years ago. And it's pretty clear that there is an overwhelming majority within the Scottish Parliament to proceed with this legislation, to do it in a calm and measured way, to answer questions and concerns that people have, because those answers do exist and have been gone into thoroughly. But if we want a respectful debate, that has to mean a debate that is free of transphobic prejudice, free of practices like dead naming or misgendering people, which are so traumatizing to a lot of people. And we'll move on and we'll pass this legislation as other countries have, and the sky will not fall in.
Patrick Harvey, thank you very much.